Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Emmitt Smith, the all-time leading rusher in NFL history, of course, he did it all with the Cowboys, was talking about Ezekiel Elliott. And remember, a couple days ago, Jerry Jones, the owner, said that Zeke needs to be the focal point of the running game. All right? And Emmitt doubled down. And here's what he said on the ESPYs podcast. Here it is.
Earlier today, Jerry Jones said that Zeke has to be the focus of the run game. Do you agree with that, or do you think that Tony Pollard should be involved?
There's no doubt.
So you agree?
There's no doubt. There's no doubt. I know. Yes, I do agree 100%. Zeke Elliott is our number one guy and should be the focal point of the entire offense. At the end of the day, I love Tony Pollard, but Zeke is our 1-2-3 guy. The question becomes, how long can any man last in this league? Stephen Jones said it best. They don't make them like they used to. I mean, I'm old school throwback. It is what it is. First, second, and third down back all day long. As AP would say, all day, that was us. Nowadays, it's running back by committee, and that's only by design. It's not saying that he cannot handle it. You got to put it in his hand to give him a chance to prove that he can.
All right, that was Emmitt Smith on the SB Nation podcast. And VJ, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Do you agree with Emmitt? Is Zeke still capable of carrying the load like that?
Absolutely not. and it ain't nothing new to me. This ain't nothing new to me. I told people when that contract stuff happened and when Cabo happened, as soon as he get his money, he will never run the same again, because running backs are smart. They know they are not valued in the NFL anymore. They are not taken care of in the NFL anymore. Emmitt's right. He is old school. I grew up that way. You grew up that way. First, second, third down, and we going for it on fourth, you better not think about pulling me off the field and putting in that scat back. If you put him in, you better still leave me in. But Zeke ain't that guy no more. You could just put the tape on. I don't care about put the tape on. I know a little dinged up
so
last
you,
year.
I feel you. He's not the same runner that he was early in his career, obviously. But you seem to imply that it's because he got paid rather than he's just lost a step or two.
That's a quick time to lose a step, Chris. Like, it ain't in year 8 and 9. That's a quick time to lose a step.
Really?
Yeah, I really feel that way.
No, that's a serious charge.
I get that, but
gotten soft? Yeah. Did he?
Sometimes money
he
do
don't
that.
Love the game.
Sometimes,
what is it?
Sometimes money do that. And remember, coming out of Ohio State, let's just tell the whole story. Coming out of Ohio State, there were coaches and GMs, the anonymous tag, which I hate, that did say during his pre-draft interviews and stuff, they questioned his true love for the game of football. Like, there were a few people that could tell talking to this man, does he really love the game, or is he trying to get money and get rich and be famous? Like, does he really love the game of football? So that loss of step thing, just some guys, you can just see it, man. You can just feel it, and you can just see it. I know it's a serious charge, but it's still just my opinion. That doesn't mean I'm right. But
I'm not ready
but when
to
you put
say
the tape
he
on,
don't love the game, but I am ready to say he's lost a step.
How you lose a step this young, Chris?
You take hits, bro. Oh. Everybody reacts differently. You saw Cam Newton, as big as he is, all those hits he took, they wore on him.
Yeah, that's year 10, I year mean, 11,
he
had, yeah.
Yeah, but he also wasn't running as much as Zeke.
Well,
you know,
I mean,
I think that's what it is. You don't see running backs lasting as long as they used to, and they used to carry the mail a lot more. Guys weren't quite as big and as fast on that defensive side of the ball. So I think that he's just been worn down. Mm. It is young, I'll give you that, but I don't know that he just don't love the game anymore. I thought last year or last offseason, you know, he really put his all into getting ready for the season and looked good through the first five games. Two straight 100-yard plus games in weeks 4 and 5, and then the knee started bothering me. He was never the same. But I think as the season goes on, though, VJ is going to become more and more Tony Pollard.
And I
because they got to try to win. And Pollard, I think, at this stage, is probably the better back.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties, just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of BF Goodrich tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their BF Goodrich test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mike James. There have been a couple of Mike Jameses in the NBA. Remember the one? Both of them have actually been journeymen. But there's a younger one who has been playing overseas this season, played with the Nets last year with Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. He's been on Phoenix. He's been in New Orleans. And he's been on a podcast called Player's Choice recently. And he talked about Steph Curry and his game, and it wasn't that favorable. Here's what Mike James had to say about Steph.
How he plays and how he gets stuff off, it's just kind of one-dimensional at times. If we put Luka, Embiid, Bron, KD, and Giannis on any team in the world, they're going to be whoever who they are right there as soon as you put them in there. I just don't know about that for Steph. I think it's a little murky for Steph.
VJ Husky, your thoughts?
Well, who is this guy again? Mike James, not the Mike. Was that the Mike James that won a championship with my Pistons?
No, not that.
Okay, not that Mike James.
This
is like an international EuroLeague guy. Like,
and let me say this, I will, because it's tempting. It's tempting to be like, bruh, you barely a journeyman, and you dissing one of the greatest
of all
players
time.
In history,
all time.
Right?
All time.
Now, but I'm going to say this. Mike James, just because he's not nearly as good as Steph, just because he's not really a full-time NBA player, doesn't mean he can't have an opinion and that he might not be right.
Absolutely.
Right? Just like you and I, Mike James could run circles around you and me on our best day. Right? And so he had a right to his opinion. I know a lot of people going to diss him. And it's interesting, VJ, because a lot of people will diss the NBA player that really wasn't that good,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
When he talks about some of the all-time greats or some of the current greats, they'll diss that dude. But guys like us, Stephen A., Skip, heck, Shannon Sharp, who was a Hall of Fame football player but not basketball player, when we talk about players – they cool with it, right? So I'm just keeping it real. Look, Mike James, I ain't mad at you. I get where you were going because we've all thought it. But I'm going to say my man still got a right to his opinion. And, you know, it don't mean he might not know the game upside down and inside out just because he's not a great player.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. And first of all, right, you know, I don't even know if my ego will let me say he'll run circles.
I know, but I still
got a big vanilla jumpy. Okay, my jumpy is still butters.
Don't go there.
My jumpy is still
like
butters.
When you talk like that, and I know you kind of joking, but when
I'm
you
all
talk
the way
like
joking.
That, dude, you know, people, a lot of cats, VJ, don't understand the level.
I know. He would bust my butt.
Cats are nasty.
Yeah. But that's what they
right?
do. Yeah, that's what they do.
Yeah,
that's what they
nasty.
Do.
Now they get out on the NBA court and they look like scrubs.
Exactly. Where you're playing
but
against the world's best.
They against regular dude. They nasty.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
levels to this,
yeah.
man. Your thoughts on this.
Yeah, yeah. I just, you know, I'll go at it from this angle. This is just the disrespect that my man Steph just continues to get. Like, you got to be kidding me. It's not about who said it, to be honest with you. It just happened to be a guy.
Now anybody could say
exactly.
that.
Exactly. It was more about, okay, who, like, I'm not trying to be funny, but like, who, okay, Mike James, you got to go look him up, okay? But if somebody else in the league had said this, we would still have the same reaction. It's like, dog.
If Durant or LeBron said it.
Exactly.
Said
it, we would look at them like, bro, are you serious?
Right.
This is the greatest shooter we've ever seen. This man is an awesome leader. Like, he's shown he's willing to take a step back to let somebody else lead and shine. And, like, he doesn't
get demerits.
No,
for that.
Exactly.
That was great leadership.
Awesome leadership. And then this year, to watch that emotion pour out of him and watch that moment like Jordan when he cried, Shaq when he cried, when Kobe won his first without Shaq, when LeBron got his first. Whether you like the player or not, you appreciate just that moment as a sports fan. So this is just the disrespect Steph just continues to get. I'm just trying to figure out why, like, what else does he have to do to have everybody just say, okay, guys, no more Steph slander, okay? We get radio, we get TV, we get debate shows. Yeah, but just to get on a podcast and be like, yeah, this dude, the guy about Pat Mahomes. Well, if you take away option one, it's street ball. Huh?
Right.
Huh?
Right.
Dog, that's how he bussing y'all. What are you talking about? Like,
right. Yeah. No, you absolutely right. And I'm going to put this out there, and I'm not going to put this on Kevin Durant.
Okay.
But is it possible? Because they boys.
Yes.
They boys.
Yes.
Is it possible that... I mean, look, we know how much Durant loves ball.
Yep.
And as much as Durant might not like people critiquing him and other players on TV, he be doing it.
Yep.
Critiquing cats. So is it possible Mike James might have heard this from KD? It's possible, right?
Anything's possible, but I don't like dealing in possibilities. I like dealing in probabilities because probabilities are more concrete. The probability of him hearing this from KD is very low, in my opinion.
I hope you're right.
It's very,
right.
very.
I hope KD didn't go there.
Yeah, well, the thing is this.
So that would be hating.
It would be, but and I'm a KD guy. Everybody know I watched him in I saw him when he was 16 playing for Montrose Christian in Landover, Maryland. Like, I'm a big KD guy, but he is kind of, I don't want to, weird. He's prickly, right? KD's kind of a different dude,
absolutely.
Right? So you never know what type of night he might have been caught on or what type of day it was and how he was feeling, and said something kind of tongue in cheek, not really knowing or not really, but just kind of like, yeah, man, you know, the kind of the way he do it. And then somebody will take a piece of that and then go, you know what? Yeah, I agree with you, man. If he didn't play with them and come off all them screens, he wouldn't be that good. But it's the offense, guys. Like, seriously, like, stop saying that.
Well,
it's
and
the
that's
offense.
What
and it's
allows
his greatness.
Them to win.
Win. Four.
Is the fact that they play five-man yeah. basketball.
Yep.
Most of the great point guards in the league either could not or would not play that way.
Yep.
Kyrie Irving ain't about to run off screens like that because he want to show off his handle.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard ain't about to do all that.
Ooh.
I mean, most of these cats won't do that. And look, I got to say this about Mike James's take. I think it was so flat out wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, have you watched Steph Curry outside of the last several years?
Mm.
Did you watch Steph Curry early in his career? Steph Curry played point guard like most guys play point guard. High pick and roll, ball in his hands when Mark Jackson was the coach.
Yep.
And Steph averaged his career high in assists those years. 24 points, 8.5 dimes a game in 2013-14. The year before Steve Kerr took over. Year before that, 23.7 assists. Kyrie's never averaged that many assists.
Nope. Sure hasn't.
You know, and so if you put Steph in your typical NBA offense, he would get his. He would put up big points. He would put up more assists than he does now. It ain't that Steph can't run the offense. Now, this is where, and I'm disappointed in Mike James because I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt that he's a student of the game. But when you say an asinine comment like that,
yeah.
as if Steph is Reggie Miller, not to diss Reggie Miller. We know he was great too. But Reggie wasn't about to run point like Steph.
At all.
Reggie couldn't pass like Steph. That's the other thing. Steph Curry, don't get it twisted, y'all. Steph Curry doesn't show off his passing skills because of the offense, as VJ said. The offense is in Draymond Green's hands a lot, the ball. But Bobby Knight, the great legendary Bobby Knight, when Steph came out of college and was entering the draft, Bobby Knight said, this is going to be one of the best passers in NBA history, which I thought was crazy.
A lot of people
But
did.
He said it, and if you watch Steph, he can pass. Like, I mean, he's a very good passer. But the offense doesn't call for that. And here's the other thing, VJ. If you watch, I mean, this is just one example, but if you watch this year's finals, Steph wasn't just running off screens.
Yeah.
Steph was getting it at the top of the key, working the handle, shaking cats, and killing them.
Yep.
Whether it was going to the hole and finishing or shaking them up, creating space, and hitting a jumper. Like, I'm serious, VJ. I'm not going to diss Mike James because he's not that good of a player by NBA standards. But that take is horrendous.
Yeah. Not only is it horrendous, you can't luck your way into a 90-50-40 season.
Thank
which
you.
Which have only been done, what, three or four other times? Bird has one. Who's
Nash.
Got the – Nash has got
I
one.
I think Kyrie got one.
Does Kyrie have a 90-50-40?
I'm pretty sure. Yep.
I thought Nash had two, if I'm not sure. Y'all about to say, I think Nash – but four guys, five times in the history of the game – you don't luck your way into two scoring titles. Like, that's not the system. That's you. Like, that's
Absolutely.
How nasty, yeah, that's how nasty you are. And you brought up the finals, splitting double teams, whether it was, like you said, whether it was the floater,
against
whether it was the finger roll, number
that,
one in the league.
By the way, VJ,
yeah.
locked up Mike James's boy.
Yeah. Oh.
Let's not forget that.
20 a
locked
game.
Locked KD up.
20 a game, which led to the Barkley bus driver comment.
Yep.
Because Barkley said, he said, when I was the bus driver, ain't no team ever hold me to 20 in a playoff series. And I went and looked it up, and he's right. I went and looked it up.
I was going to say, have anybody checked that?
Yes, yeah, I did. Okay. No. I looked it up. I got the notes in my pad that's in front of me right now. I looked that up. Right. But yeah, he was right about that. But yeah, Steph, just you're talking about, I don't know where he ranks. I hate lists. Honestly, I'm starting to get tired of him. But okay, top 15. I would say top 15 because he's not done playing at the
least. Without question.
Yes. Okay. So of all time. You don't get that high, man, you know, systematically or, you know, luck. It's just, that's just, like you said, it's more the comment as opposed to his career or what have you. And I'm a comedian, so I'm a clown all day long. Like, Leah, bro, like who? All right, yeah, I had to look you up. But, yeah, anybody said this.
Comment.
Yeah, anybody
it's
said this, this would have been.
And yeah. I don't think a lot of players would have made it. Because it just don't make sense.
Yeah, you would look like a hater. I mean, if you're a current player to say this, you look like a nasty hater.
Yeah. He can stay overseas with takes like that. I mean, real talk. And Kyrie did do it in 2020, 2021.
Okay, so there you go.
92 from the free throw line, 50 from the field, 40 from three.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun.
The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The WNBA has announced that their all WNBA teams, you know, the all pro teams going forward will be positionless. Could be five forwards, could be five centers, could be five guards. Best five players in the league. You know, there's been some people squawking about the NBA needs to go there. I disagree wholeheartedly. I am a voter, an official voter. I like that they go, I like two guards and three front court players. I like that. But I don't want absolutely positionless because I just think, I still don't think the league is that positionless. So I like the two guards and the three forwards or three front court players. It could be two centers. Like this year I had Embiid and Giannis. On my first team, I'm not Embiid and Giannis, but Embiid and Nikola Jokic, two centers on my first team because they listed both guys as both centers and forwards. So where are you? Would you like to see a full position list for the all-NBA teams?
Actually, yeah. I love that idea.
Wow.
And I'm going to tell you why. You say I don't think the league is that positionless, but it kind of is. The league kind of is that positionless. And guys like Jokic and Giannis have kind of proven, even Harden being moved to the point, right? You know,
How's that proven?
And run
how's
to the point. I'm going to tell you. The league, yeah, it is. When you go from the two to the point, Two guards are two guards, Chris. Most two guards are not point guards.
BJ, for the first several decades of the league, they had a lot of teams ran a two-guard front. And when I grew up playing a lot of times in the two-guard front.
That was 40 years ago, B.
No, but you said two guards are two guards. Yeah. That's not the case. That's been the case at times, but it hasn't been the case for the majority of professional basketball.
Who's the greatest two-guard of all time? Jordan, right?
Jordan.
All right, never played a point. Kobe would be up
there. Actually, he did. He did play the point, and he averaged a triple-double. It was about 14 games in 88.
Was it 14?
It's about 14 straight games.
That's almost like when they say, well, LeBron can play center. All right, anyway, I think they should go
positionless. No, he actually did play point guard, though.
Yeah, okay.
Here's why it's not positionless. You're never going to see a team out there with five point guards.
Exactly, but five point guards won't make the all-NBA first team.
It could be.
No, it can't be. No, it won't be. Because it'll never happen, Chris. The five best point guards in the league.
That?
Yes, I do.
If you go positionless, who knows what could happen?
No. You're going to the extreme. There's not. Okay, so
you're
the top five guards.
What I think won't happen.
No, we're the top five guards.
I'm saying let's keep it. Generally, teams have two guards.
I know that, Chris.
And three front court players. If that's the general way teams play, then that's the general way guys should be honored.
No, there's evolution. Games evolve. Leagues evolve. Things evolve. So you're asking my opinion. What I'm telling you is I love the idea because if you look at the first team this year, Giannis, Tatum, Jokic, Booker, and Luka. But if you go to the first team just last year, Giannis, Leonard, Jokic, Steph, and Luka. You see what I'm saying?
I don't see what you're saying.
There's two.
Because Luka's a point guard.
Exactly.
Steph can be a two guard.
Okay.
Now Steph playing one and two ain't positionless basketball.
Let me ask. Should it be been first team?
Should what?
Should have B and Embiid been first team this year?
Yeah, I had him on my first.
Okay,
team.
You had him on your first team. So who didn't you have? Who didn't you have on the first team?
My first team, if I remember correctly, was Embiid.
Okay.
Jokic,
gotcha.
Giannis,
gotcha.
Who were my guards? Booker
and Luka.
And Luka.
And you had Luka. Okay, so you had Tatum out, right?
Yes.
Okay. So then you would have to put Embiid in there, and now you have either what you want to call three forwards, three centers, however you want to do it. There's three true big men there.
Well, that's what I said. Three front court players.
So if you make it positionless, Embiid makes the first team, and you pull Jason Tatum off, and Jason Tatum's not a first team guy. Guy this year, not
I
my
didn't
opinion.
I have Tatum on my first team.
Exactly, but he was voted on the first team because have positions.
We should have positions.
Nope.
These guys still have positions.
Nah.
I mean, they do.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The make a splash all summer kind of fun. The I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun this season. Kings Island opens its gates April 20th.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox